time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply, gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Friday edition. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
Well, I wasn't sure. I thought you were 50-50 chance today.
Mate, of course I'd be here.
It'd feel like a Monday to you, wouldn't it?
It's been a short week, but yeah, here anyway. I am.
And did you enjoy your birthday?
Had a great birthday, thank
yesterday.
You. It was awesome.
It's all in the past. It's disappearing in the rear vision mirror. Get over it. Big show today. Clown of the week is the tradition that boots us home.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till you see what's in here. Mm. There will be a mention of the Australian club. No doubt.
Right.
Special guests. I love Glenn Robbins.
Me too.
He's one of my favourite people in the world. He'll be in.
He's a national treasure. I've said it before.
Well, let's not go mad.
No, he is. Seriously. There should be a Mount Rushmore for Glenn Robbins.
He's going to swing by. There's a lot to get through. We've got Week in Review. We've got so much. Hang on, but let's
get into it.
Guys, sorry. Mick. Sorry, hold on. Dangerous Dave. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Dange took the day off for his birthday. Sorry, I know this is unconventional.
Well, it is.
You know, we normally go to Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Yeah.
But we prepared something for Dange's birthday.
It's not Dange's birthday. It was yesterday, and he chose to take it off.
But Maddie and everybody worked really hard on this, we didn't get a chance to play it yesterday.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
He's not, like, marquee talent. He's like, to be honest, he's like a workaround.
Yeah.
He's one of the foot soldiers around here.
Rank
I don't
and
think
file.
There's any need
I
to...
I know my place, mate. I've told you that before.
Play the whole...
It's his 50th birthday.
...significance of it.
He's 50.
Right, what do you want to do?
All right. Dange, this is a little something for you.
Here we go. Here we go. It's dangerous, Dave. Hey, good. Sandy, Chris Lightning. It's 50. Got the guitar out. Get on the fireball. It's dangerous, Dave.
50-60
fish and chips.
Oh. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Can
we get into
from?
It?
What's was
that?
The moan for?
I think that might have been when I dropped the stroganoff. Is that right?
Was it then, or was it when you hit yourself in the head with your headphones?
Oh, it was too. You've done that, haven't you?
Two great moments in radio. Dave, isn't that sad? When, at the end of 50 years and a big career in radio, the two highlights are dropping the stroganoff.
What do you remember about that?
Yourself in the face. You're a sad man. Happy birthday,
Dave.
Thank
you very much. Let's get into it.
For the drive home, this is Molloy. There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
I had an accidental dog bite.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, sorry.
But who will it be this week?
Sweaty men out there on the field, do not touch that ball. Start eating your chips.
Time to reveal.
I have to say, and I'm to you.
Clown of the week.
What was that?
And we're away. 133353. You know how it works. You ring up, you dob someone in, you call them a clown, and we move on. I'll start. Swing on in any time you can.
Okay, the producer's
the
open the door, and we can hear Jill out there in the airlock. And,
it's a bit loose around here today.
Having a party out there.
Well, Dave, I threw you a party, didn't I?
Oh,
while everyone's understanding what's happened, I have organised
and
thrown you a party to celebrate your birthday before the show.
I came in today and it was a New York theme because, you know, as I've said to you before, my dream was, had not COVID happened, right now I'd be in New York to see Billy Joel play Madison Square Garden, and that's not happening. So it's like a New York theme going on, which is made pizzas and pretzels and stuff. But it's the poster that sort of caught my eye here, Mick.
Well, the one I organised.
Yeah. Triple M, Mick Molloy's 50th birthday bash for Dangerous Dave. So it's kind of like
hosting the party.
Yeah, but it's sort of all about you and it's
No, we're a team. You blew the cans out, I cut the cake. And I made the wish, but it didn't come true. We're still working together.
No, I feel the love today.
You feel the love.
Very much, thank you.
Can I say, there's a group of people out there who, for some strange reason, like you a hell of a lot.
Well, I did a little speech before you were there, and I said, look, I've worked half my radio life, 30 years in radio, 15 of those has been at Triple M, and everyone here feels like family, so I feel special today, so thank you.
I thought you could have mentioned me more in the speech.
It's a 50th birthday bash for Dangerous Dave.
We're going to get to you shortly. We're going to have a few tributes flowing in and play some of your more decorated moments on the program.
Jesus.
But first, let's take care of business. I want to clown the guy in Adelaide who crashed his car and then ate his KFC. Crashing in a nearby bush while emergency crews cleaned it up. Have a listen.
When he lost control of his Holden Captiva and slammed into that Stobie pole. When we arrived, he was crouched on the footpath eating his takeaway chicken as crews worked to remove power lines strewn across all four lanes of traffic.
That's the spirit. Get into your Zinger burger.
Right, first things first.
Yeah.
Tummy's rumbling.
That's right.
Well done. I'd like to clown the Australian club. Well done for voting to continue to exclude women from joining.
Yeah.
It's an all-male club.
It's 2021.
We've already got one of those. It's called the Liberal Party.
Okay.
So just move on. Oh, here's a good one.
What do you got?
I'd like to clown the Tokyo Olympic organisers for arranging 150,000 condoms for athletes despite urging social distancing. I've got some audio here.
Okay.
It's in Japanese. It's from one of the organisers, so we've translated it.
Okay, let's have a listen.
We will ensure there are plenty of dingers on hand, but are strongly discouraging any intimate hanky-panky or peri-peri bing-bang-boom.
If I have any peri-peri bing-bang-boom, the games are off.
Yeah. Peri-peri bing-bang-boom.
That'd be good at, like, a good way to use the Olympic rings. It's
five
dingers.
150,000. Yeah, that's a lot of rubber.
The Euros. I'd like to clown the Euros, yeah. If I could, for deciding to continue the Denmark v Finland game after Danish player Christian Eriksen.
Oh, yeah. That
effectively
was
died on the pitch. We've got the audio of the commentators at the time.
Boy, that was a heavy fall. Play is going to be halted again, and this does look serious.
Parken Stadium in Copenhagen praying for some good news here. Prayers being offered by the coach.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. Yeah, that was awful.
Still not convinced that wasn't a dive.
Come on, mate.
No, they do it all the time.
They had the defibrillator out.
They went down so easily. Oh, yeah, a bit of theatre.
Thankfully, he's okay and recovering.
Is he?
Apparently. Yeah, we lost some money on that bet, though, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Santo Chile. I clown Santo.
Oh, okay.
There's two bets he's cost me this week. Oh, please. Okay. Senator Pauline Hanson, for forgetting when her birthday was, have a listen.
To say I am 67 years of age and I turned 67 yesterday. And if misrepresentation, Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday. So it's basically misrepresentation telling a lie.
Sorry, Senator Hanson, but the Senate did hear you say yesterday was your birthday. So if there's some confusion, Senator Hanson,
yesterday was not my birthday, so you're wrong. I'm sure you've realised that. My birth, and I said in it was my birthday was last month.
So when's her birthday?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think she was wearing a burqa again. What a woman. Hey, guess whose birthday it is today too?
Who?
Paul McCartney. 79 birthday.
We should
play one of his classics.
Monday, oh, Memory Monday. Why wouldn't you?
It's a fun day.
It's a fun day.
All
around the world.
Okay, enough. 133-53. Clown, get involved.
The program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Glenn Robbins to join us soon. By the way, all our calls that get to air today, you're on the standby list to win tickets to see Jim Jefferies, his secret stand-up show in Sydney. Flights, accommodation, Amos Gill's going to be there as well. You're going
it's
to be there
be
as well.
It's going to be an intimate gig. You, a couple hundred people.
This is massive.
Smack bang. He doesn't do these shows anymore.
He's doing
it
just
big
for
time.
Us. This is huge.
He is the big kahuna. And you're going to be, metres away from the action.
Can't wait.
From ground zero. All and right. I've seen him perform.
I have as well.
Buckle
is
up.
Funny. It can get a little ripe.
It can get bent out of shape pretty quickly.
Very good.
And that's when the fun begins.
Yeah.
So proud to be associated with that. Mm. All our calls, as I said, we'll fly you there.
Yeah.
We'll put you up.
Sydney.
We'll give you a couple of beers. Yeah. You can heckle.
You can heckle?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
You might cop it.
You will probably lose that one, but have a go. We are doing Clown of the Week. You got a clown there, Dave? You wanted to
Can I clown you, Mick?
I beg your pardon.
Well,
I know you're celebrating your 50th birthday, mate.
No pleasure to do this, but last night, the front bar, you were on, GoFundMe is a big campaign people can get online and do, but I don't think you've quite grasped the concept of how GoFundMe works.
Okay. We're going to try and help Vula out, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yeah, we are.
We put together a GoFundMe page. People can ring in and we're going to give you a bar.
You don't ring it, mate. It's a website.
go to the GoFundMe page to
I'm
ring
not,
in.
Sorry, I'm not Elon Musk. Oh, sorry, I'm not up to speed with technology. Should technology move so quickly? It's very hard to understand.
Does it? Yeah, GoFundMe online. Go to the page and ring. Okay, sure.
Hey, yellow card, Dave.
Oh, you in technology, let's be honest. In fact, Monica might be able to help with you in technology because it's not great. Hello, Monica. Who would you like to clown?
Turning into a roast.
I've got to clown Mick Mavoy.
For what?
Oh, for locking yourself out of your apartment and not having spare keys, mate. Yeah.
Well, a couple of things, Monica. I didn't lock myself out. I was let down by technology, which my electricity went out, and then the keypad function on the door, which is powered by electricity.
Mickey, you've always got excuses, haven't you?
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
And Dave?
Yes?
Absolutely love you, and happy birthday.
Oh, this call's sweet. Over.
Monica, dump case it, of Brick Lane draft coming your way.
Dump Monica.
No, she's gone to air, and Brick Lane plus the Jim Jefferies standby tickets.
Mole.
You're on the... Hang on. No, she's got a fair point.
I like Monica. Oh,
no, she's good. Thanks, Monica. Who else do you want to clown?
Oh, well, clowning. What about the Greenpeace parachutist who landed on the field in the Euro 2020
in a
match between France and Germany to make a point? You know what?
Mm.
I'm unimpressed.
Right.
Greenpeace parachutist lands on pitch.
Yeah.
Now, if it was Greta Thunberg.
Little Greta.
Yeah, you have my attention.
Yeah.
If David Attenborough had somehow.
He'd snap his fibula.
Snap his chalky legs.
He wouldn't land straight.
He'd end up in the Bert Newton Ward. Big hello to Bert. He's a gag man. He loves it. Yeah. He loves the way
he does. Of course he does.
Right. I'm in the same club. There should be like a Friars Club for Australian comedians. I mean, Bert.
Who else would be in there? Glenn Robbins, he'd be in there. He's coming up.
Yeah, he'd be nominal membership.
Sam Pang, probably. He's heading that way.
Someone's got to wait the tables. Hey, here's a good one. Clown this. A US TV production, Ultimate Slip and Slide, for needing to shut down due to a diarrhea outbreak. Have a listen.
Production has been shut down on the new NBC show called The Ultimate Slip and Slide after an outbreak of explosive diarrhea causing intestinal distress. Everyone is okay.
The only other time I've heard of that was Matt Preston on MasterChef when, boy, that was an episode. Now, you see,
stinker.
I wouldn't watch ordinarily Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
But if you told me on this particular episode...
Someone's got the runs.
Everyone's got the...
Got the trots.
Everyone's got the trots. You have my full attention. All right. 1-2-3-5-3. Let's get into it.
All right. Let's do it. We are doing Clown of the Week. Oh, look who it is. It's...
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. We're Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Jeez Louise.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Hey, can I clown Jay, our producer?
Oh, Jay.
Who... was winding me up while I was in the middle of
Matt
Preston diarrhea talk. And that's sacred ground to me. You don't give me that moving along when I'm in diarrhea territory.
Did you have some more thoughts on
No. Not really.
Okay.
But again, I tell you, that episode of Slip and Slide, so they call off the series. You go, no. I have no interest in Slip and Slide.
No.
However,
if
I know there's an episode coming up where they've all got the trots, that's going to shoot the lights
out. It really is.
That is going to be.
Get on the mudslide.
Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
Inside of Matt's underpants.
Oh, yuck. Yuck.
I'm getting wound up again.
All right.
Show's coming to a screaming. Oh, Scott's on the line. Scott, you've got a hack.
Hey, Mick, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
All right, to get into your house with your keypad, mate.
Yeah.
You know those 9-volt batteries that you stick on your tongue?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. What again? Say it again.
You know them 9-volt batteries that give you a tingle if you stick them on your tongue?
Mick wouldn't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the bottom of your keypad, like put your hand under it, there'll be two little lumps, like two pimples.
Yep.
So you put the battery up to the pimples, and your keypad will fire up, and then you can just unlock it like you normally do, mate. It's an accessory power.
Right. Have you just told everyone in the world how to break into my house?
Well, you've got to have
a
keypad.
They've got to know the number.
Got to know your number, but he's saying you can
happy
power
birthday,
up your
Dave,
keypad.
By the way.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott.
Don't get bogged down in that rubbish.
That's good.
You're better than that,
Scott. That's a good hack.
Don't duke him.
No, he is getting duped, and you're getting a case of Brick Lane draft available.
What are you? Are you like a safe cracker or something, Scott? You've been involved in armed robberies in your day. What's your story?
I've got one on the house, and we couldn't figure out how to work it, and then the builder said, look, you just put a battery up there, mate, and went...
Brilliant.
How
simple
is
that?
All right. Well done, Scott.
Like it.
Had some good intel. I'd like to clown Luke Boner.
Oh, what's he done?
Luke Boner does the late night show.
Midnight Till Dawn, yeah.
Midnight Till Dawn on this network, and he's been bagging me out.
Is bagging you out?
Let's just have a listen to what he's
saying. All right, okay.
And this is highly unprofessional of me, but we get the weekly readouts as to what podcasts on the Triple M network. The night shift's always in the top 10, but I want to beat Malloy.
You do?
So what I'm asking my listeners, don't tell Mick I said this, because he's a...
But you're just announcing it on national radio.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to this program.
Okay. Right, okay.
Jane used to text us all the time, or Instagram us or something, tweet us. But no, Mick wouldn't. So share the podcast. Tell people about the Night Shift podcast.
Absolutely.
And we'll take a very close look at next week's Triple M ratings. Have you noticed your waistline creeping out? Maybe you're struggling.
Come on, Boner.
Straight into the live read.
There's never Boner, been a better time.
He's a good broadcaster, Boner, but he's in fantasy land if he thinks he can catch the juggernaut that is Malloy. I'll tell you what, though. Feel free to go to his podcast where you'll hear great stuff and great moments from the show.
Right.
Like this interaction.
Tracy, g'day. How are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Now, just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
That's still shocking.
Sorry, Tracy.
Hang on, you've been totally horrifically, but here's the score in the World Cup.
It wasn't even an Australian game. It was like Belgium. Who wants the results of Belgium?
Poor Bona. Trace.
Head on.
Right,
it's
on.
Very powerful
it's happening.
Enemy in this business. Hey, I want to. What about the coronavirus?
Now, just clown the virus.
We apologised to Bats last week, but this week I've suggested this before myself, but there was a lab in Wuhan, like metres away from where the outbreak was, that specialises in coronavirus. John Stewart went on Colbert and mounted exactly the same case. Have a listen.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. And then they asked the scientists, they're like, so wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. If you look at the name, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey, and then it sneezed into my chili, and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
What about this? There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel mated with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory.
Could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan. There are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
I'm suspicious of the Daytona Beach Spring Break Herpes Lab. That might be where all the herpes comes from.
That's very good.
There you go.
Very funny. You're
right. Hey, time to move on. When we come back, a couple of tributes for your birthday, and we might play a couple of bits of your signature moments from the show.
Yes, Molly.
And I tell you what, if you want to ring in and nominate a great moment from the show, 133353, of Dave, we might play it.
Okay, all right, Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
By the way, missed any of the shows this week, you can always catch up with the podcast through the Listener app. We're streaming live there as well right
Thursday
now.
Thursday was a good one. It was me
yesterday.
And Rosie Walton.
Yeah.
Really, there was some chemistry and some
was
magic
there?
In the air.
Well, she's one of the greatest.
Well, you took the day off
and
luxuriated leave. In your own birthday.
Thank you.
Knowing that full well today, I've thrown Mick Malloy's 50th birthday bash.
Thank you.
Dangerous Dave.
Yeah.
And we've been organising a lot of tributes and stuff. Whitney,
what have
you done? What have you found? Now, I think you'll enjoy these.
Okay. We're going with numbers five. All right.
Number five.
And this is something is just strap yourself in.
All right. Here
it comes. I'm very excited for this.
Okay. Here it is.
Well, hello there, Dave's 50th birthday party. My name is Gene Baxter, and Dangerous Dave is the only person there
who knows who I am. But I'm happy to be here to sing the praises for an amount that will remain confidential between producer Whitney and me. I co-hosted a radio show on station KROQ in Los Angeles for 30 years. It was called The Kevin and Bean Show, and I was the bean, so there is certainly no room for me to make fun of a 50-year-old guy who still calls himself Dangerous Dave as much as I'd like to. Apparently, Dave was a frequent listener of the old show and is also a fan of my latest adventure, which is a podcast that I am far too humble to attempt to promote here. I think it would just be tacky to try to make this about me and, you know, clumsily try to put food on the table for my little babies and medicine, too. Yes, some of your subscription money would also go to medicine, but no. Let's keep the focus where it belongs. I'm the guy who steals chocolates out of the desk of a pregnant lady. And that's you, Dave. I'm also a huge fan of Dave's show. That Mick Malloy is so talented. But being in Mick's orbit or riding his coattails as I see it does not mean that Dave has not been able to shine. You only have to look at all of the acras that he has won over the years to realize that the broadcast industry feels the same way about Dave as his listeners do. But in this room, on this special day, we're going to forget all about that and also about the meeting that Dave will be called into with corporate after Monday's show that no one is supposed to know about. And we'll just join together to wish our special boy the happiest of birthdays today. As I believe your people say, good day, mate.
Oh, wow. What a thrill.
Who was that?
So that's, he is an American Hall of Fame broadcaster. He had a show on K-Rock in LA for 30 years mm-hmm. doing a breakfast show. He's moved to London, and I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
Well, yeah.
He's like, here comes the quarterbacks. Get the music out, Dave. Yes, Dave.
That means a lot. I'm not crying.
Dave, the
stop it.
You've all right, go to number
blood.
Six. Go to number six.
This is the best fun I've
This is embarrassing.
Hey, Dangerous Dave, it's Kevin in Los Angeles, formerly of the Kevin and Bean Show, wishing you a happy birthday. And I have heard from some of your colleagues that you have a propensity to steal. You take stuff from the prize closet. You stole chocolate from the desk of a pregnant woman. Is that where you want to be, between chocolate and a pregnant woman? Come on, man. Now, I heard that Malloy occasionally will give you a yellow card and tell you to shut up. But now that you're 50... you need to start worrying about the next card that comes, because it's going to be from God and it's going to be a red card. Happy birthday.
Wow, thank you, Kevin. Wow, that's amazing.
So Kevin and Bean know who you are.
Kevin's on that show too. I'm going to call
it. I've listened to those guys for 10 years. So
I know. I've heard about them every day since I've worked with you for the last one.
I said, this morning on Kevin and Bean, they did this. That's huge. Thank you.
Oh, and they both mentioned Abby, the pregnant woman.
Oh, yes.
So let's go to number seven.
Number seven, all right.
Dange, Abby here. I just wanted to give you a little pregnancy update that you can share with my friends and family before I get a chance to. Baby is now 26 weeks, and we've been talking about maybe calling her Dangerous Davina. Let me know what you think. Happy birthday, you old geezer.
Thanks, Abby. Nice that you phoned in from the toilet too, by the way, with a bit of ambience going
so
on there.
So rude.
Can I just say, I like the focus shift back towards me.
Yeah, again.
Well, you're going to cry again.
I'm not going to cry. I didn't cry before either.
You did. Like a big baby.
No,
it's okay.
I didn't cry.
Because you were my big baby day.
Let's go to a song.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Kevin and Bean, wow, this is huge. All right, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy.
Hey, somehow related, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill's podcast is going to be a part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival, which is coming July 30 to August 1. They're doing a live show, so that's unreal.
Get along and see that.
Frontier
that'll,
Touring.
That'll be great. He'll be on a little later.
Coming up.
Obviously, come by to, if you grant him an audience on this special day of yours, which you seem to be milking to death.
Thank you.
I've put on Mick Malloy's 50th birthday bash for Dange.
Yeah.
And so far it's going well. Have we got some more tributes?
Yeah, there is. Let's go to number three.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dange, Adam Rosenbach's here. Just wanted to wish you a happy 50th birthday, mate.
Thanks, Rosie.
I assume you get half a letter from the Queen for that. Anyway, I wanted to get you a special birthday present, mate. I wanted to get you a couple of laps on a racetrack in the Hyundai Getz. And I rang the racetrack and they just laughed and hung up. So sorry about that. Can't happen. But hope you have a great day, mate.
Good on you, Rosie. That's awesome.
That's good.
In the spirit of staying with show guests.
Yes.
Number four, please.
Hey, it's Dave O'Neill.
And Wooey the Bat.
And I just want to say happy birthday to Dangerous Dave.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dangerous. You look amazing for
Thanks,
60.
Wooey. No, I think he's 50, Wooey.
What? Me? you look sick. I can organise a blood transfusion. That sucks, man.
Anyway, happy birthday, Dangerous.
Look at me. I'm like you. I got a microphone. Yeah, come up on Triple M. This meatloaf's bad out of hell.
Well, it's not plugged in.
Don't ruin my phone. Stupid old man. How old are you?
Hi, Louie.
Wow, it took a turn, didn't it?
What's happening? Louie's out of control.
What's happening?
Louie needs to take a chill pill.
Thanks, so. Dave and Willie, by the way.
Yes, there you go, and we'll get Dave in shortly.
Yes. We will. There is one special that we have to get to. This would not be a birthday bash without a tribute from our very own Jane Kennedy, number 9.
Bottle of white Chardonnay. Bottle of red, like a Pinot. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Like Kylie's. Oh, get your budgies on the perch. Steal a shitload of new merch. You and I in your gets. Dave. Bottle of red. A bottle of white. I think a case of Fireball will suffice. I'll pour you all the biggest nips. And we'll feast on fish and chips.
Kennedy, I love you. Love you, Janie. That is so good.
That was me on piano.
All right. Well done, Jane. Thanks, Janie. Glenn Robbins right. Next.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Oh, you've still got it, Dave. Even on your 50th birthday, you can hit the wrong button.
Thank you.
I love it. Hey, coming up in just seconds away, Glenn Robbins.
The best.
I've seen him stalking around. He's not a happy camper.
All right.
We'll get to that. We'll have a week in the review.
Can't wait.
So much to wade through, but the man I'm talking about is standing beside me right now. Please welcome to the studio, Glenn Robbins.
Ah, happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you so much,
yes.
Glenn.
Yes. You look fantastic.
Look all right for a 50-year-old?
Yeah.
Thank you, mate.
It's been a bit about him today, so anytime you want to shift the focus back.
Well, I'll give you the tip now. I've organised something special.
Okay.
A little bit later on.
During the show?
Yes.
There's something? Oh, wow.
Thanks, Glenn.
I don't remember anyone going to this much trouble for my birthday. So,
well, I'll say you're all not my, I know you, Dave. I don't know you that well, but I do know you, and I've been asked to do something.
Thank you.
And let's say up front, it's not my idea.
Okay, right.
So if you're offended by it,
okay. I'll take that into consideration.
I have said stills, no videos, because...
it's like a closed set.
It is a closed set because when you see what I'm about to do, well,
jeez.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not happy about something else.
What's wrong with you? Because I don't like seeing you in
a
mood.
No, my mother is in a nursing home.
Yes.
And that's in Victoria, which means that we can't go in and visit.
It's tough times at the moment.
Yes, the only thing we have is a telephone.
Yep.
And the telephone broke down. The modem broke down.
Right.
So I won't say the company. That wouldn't be appropriate.
You feel free. I don't know.
No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. I won't say that. I rang the company and I told them of the situation. Mm. Now, I'm not the signatory. I didn't set up the account.
Yeah.
So theoretically, I can't
change the details.
I can't change the details because I'm not the one. My brother did it, Neil. Okay.
Yeah.
So I ring up and I go, here's my mother. She's coming. We can't call her. She's quite distressed. We wanted to be able to communicate with her because we can't even visit her.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, well, we'll have to check the line. We've checked the line and blah, 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 blah. And then I got into the nursing home. And this is half a day.
On you go. Jeez. On
we
go. The story.
Yeah. I say to them, okay, we need a new modem because it's obviously broken down.
Yeah, right.
Broken down. Okay. And he goes, right, well, I just need to get a few. I'm speaking to Neil, am I? And I'm going, yep.
Yeah. Okay, and so it begins.
So it begins. So then he goes, yeah, well, I just need to check a few details. Just get your date of birth. And I've gone,
oh, no.
My what? Give me a sec. your date of birth. All right, look, it's not Neil, okay, it's Glenn. All right, I'm his brother. I was the one who rang the other day and you fixed it and everything was all right. He goes, mate, I can't do anything. I'm going, she's in a nursing home.
Yeah.
This is a catastrophe. Yeah. We can't talk to her. We can't see her. Mm. He goes, mate, you can't do it. I go, rightio. Okay.
Yep.
No worries. So I hang up in anger.
Okay.
I physically hang up.
Oh, no, I
mate, I've thanks
never
for nothing.
Really that's see you
thanks upset. For nothing. Yeah, think it through, mate. Yeah. Thanks for nothing. And then I go, I know what to do. I get my brother's date of birth.
Yeah.
Got it. Write it down. Got his address.
Yep.
Got his dog's name. Got his first car written down, you know, because he had to have those questions.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I ring back. Here we go. Hello. It's Neil Robbins speaking. Would you like my date of birth? And the guy goes, that's Glenn. I go, what? How do you know? He goes, you rang me 5 minutes ago. I got the same guy in a call centre in Malaysia. What are the chances of me getting the same guy?
That's so unfortunate.
He goes, mate, I know it's you, Glenn. I can tell. Yeah. And I go, if you know it's me, have you heard of Russell Court? I've paid the Russell Court card. I've gone, I'll do a thing for you. And then I said, I can do it on Uncle Arthur, and that didn't work. Because in Malaysia, I'm not that popular.
That's right. They don't get it.
Yeah, and as it worked out, my brother rang the next day and it worked out. My mother's back on.
Are you back online?
Mum,
that's the main thing.
Has got the modem. She's fine. She's getting internet porn coming through now.
Was Neil comfortable with you impersonating him? Did he?
It did cross my mind that, you know, maybe I'd get into trouble. But
you do have all his details now.
Yeah, details. So, I mean, I'm happy to be anybody. So
you're good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. So, anyway, there you go.
All right.
And I've had the jab, by the way.
Well, we might come back and talk about that on the other side. Yeah, that's fantastic news.
Good Glenn Robbins is with us.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Week in review coming up, but we are joined in studio right now with Glenn Robbins on Malloy.
Good on you, Glenn. Always a pleasure when you swing by.
I saw your little thing about getting the jab, and I've got to say, it inspired me.
You saw my vaxi. That's what they're calling selfies now, where you have a...
Jab. But so, I got to be honest, I didn't want to line up.
Yep.
So I booked in because you know why I didn't want to line up?
Why?
Because I didn't want to get triggered. Because
what's happened?
Well, it reminds me of vaccination day at school.
Okay. Memories flood back.
Yeah,
it's
flood
not
back.
Not a happy time for you.
No, or? I mean, I thought it was a pretty scary day, vaccination day.
Vaccination day?
Because you'd be lining up and there'd always be a story from some girl earlier who a needle went into her arm and it broke off and she ran out screaming.
Kids coming out the other door.
Yeah, going, it's really painful. And have you had it yet? Oh, no. It's awful. Oh, you get a really big blister on your arm. So I've got some real issues there.
Right.
So I booked in and had it done anyway. But
so what do? You go in the side entrance, you're straight in and you...
Well, yeah, I just went and I booked into the thing and... and
how'd you go? It's pretty painless procedure, isn't it?
Yeah, I will admit that there were some
After effects.
Well, I thought I was going to be fine. My partner said you get chills and stuff and I went, no problem at all. Got through the night, all right. Then about halfway through the next day, bang.
What happened?
Oh, the aches and the headaches.
Really?
And had to go to bed for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I don't have a joke there. You probably thought I was going to do a joke.
But really, aches and pains.
But I don't want to put people off.
No.
Most people I've talked to, they've been fine.
I had no side effects at all. But mine was for syphilis.
I saw that rash. Anyway, it got me to thinking about your worst day at school or your best. And I know, memories of good days at school.
Yeah.
Pi Day. Did you ever have Pi Day?
Every day was pie day for me, Glenn.
Did you know a special day where you had pies?
Well, we had pie night at our footy club, but I don't know if we had pie day. What happened to pie and pie day?
Everyone had pies.
Was it mandatory? Did you have to have
That's a good question. I think if you copped out, you could drop back to a sausage roll. That was kind of your cop out.
Pie day, was Logan be pie day or meat pie day?
Meat pie day. Did you have the yo-yo team come to your school?
Oh, yes.
I love it when the yo-yo teams turned up. Do you know, like everyone, you want to be, that's what I want to
be. I want to be when I grow up. I want to be the yo-yo guy.
They were gods to me.
Yeah.
They were gods.
Walking the dog.
Yeah, walking around the world.
Around the world.
Around back into your forehead.
Hello, girls, but guess who's got a Fanta yo-yo?
The Coca-Cola was pretty easy to get.
Coca-Cola was your bread and butter. Then you had your Fanta.
Fanta was a big deal.
And then there was a Sprite which was just a lemonade. It wasn't called Sprite.
That's right.
It was Sprite. Leeds or something.
I remember you had some pretty big days at school.
Well, the muck-up day was the last day for me. I rerouted traffic with traffic cones from Nepean Highway through our school through our school driveway. So
that
I was
is
in,
one of the greats.
We're in geography class, looking out the window, and out coming past was a cement mixer, a lorry, bumper to bumper, and honk honk horns. Mm. I got into the school sports equipment area, And you know how they use the lime to paint the lines around the ground? Hello, huge dick and balls. As all the parents are driving in to drop their kids off, they see on the Riley Oval a massive... I mean, that's...
Did you sleep with one of your teachers?
Okay. Where's this going?
Hang on a minute. Jesus Christ. No, you did, didn't you?
Did I?
Did you? Hello to Mr. Jenkins. Hello to Mr. Jenkins, if you're watching. Did I know? I'm setting you up.
You've set me up.
I've lobbed to your forehand.
I'm ready to spike, and I didn't go. Yeah. No, I was thinking of the other thing I did, which is we had a place called the Chapel of the Resurrection. And you can imagine how, with just reordering those letters, how the Chapel of the Erection. Now, that got us into trouble. The pastor was not happy. Glenn.
Oh, just quickly, guess who we had at our school dance? Guess what band we had? Guess who were big in the 70s?
A biggest. No way! No way!
You were AC/DC?
At our school dance.
That, second to Ted Mulry. With the Ted Mulry gang. Yeah. And what happened? Were they performing their classics or did they have their tops on?
I was in Form 1. I didn't get to go, but I know that. Right. I just know that they were there and I sort of dined out on a bit, but I never really saw them. So it's cool.
Well, that's a big day of school. Did Angus Young look like he went to the school?
I just wish I had a dick and balls out on the oval to take him out there and say, guys, this is what it's all about.
Imagine Angus Young having a drink and the teacher telling you, because he's in the school uniform, the teacher going, you! Right, attention. But I'm in the band. You've got something special for us.
Well, as I said, not Dave's my idea. Birthday. I'm going to go what do something now. Whatever happens, I apologize. I don't know you that well, but nothing bad's going to happen.
Okay, Glenn.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been in these situations before. I'd be very frightened. Who did Whitney badger you with this?
Yes, no photographs, no videos.
Okay, stand by. Here we go.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Week in review coming up in a moment as well. It's Malloy on Triple M.
Well, it may if we're still on air. Okay. As you know, the theme of the party was to take you to New York.
Yes.
It didn't happen. We're bringing New York to you. Glenn Robbins has organised a special tribute. It's the Naked Cowboy. It's the Naked Cowboy.
Wow. Oh, Glenn. I don't know where to look.
What am I looking at? I'm looking at a guy who looks like Glenn Robbins in a cowboy hat and underpants, and the underpants say, Naked Cowboy.
Jeez, I thought I was hairy.
And by the way, it's my understanding that Whitney has spent most of the afternoon writing Naked Cowboy on those underpants with Glenn in them.
No, Glenn wasn't in them.
Glenn, this is amazing.
Dave, sorry, do you feel as stupid as I do?
No, you've got a really good rig, Glenn. You've got a good rig.
Glenn Robbins, you are outrageous.
I'm happy to pose for stills for the
no video?
No movie photography.
You can hear my guitar banging against the microphone.
Yeah, by the way, I'm looking at you. You could have gone with the ukulele.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you said you'd do it. Whitney asked you to do
it. Whitney texted me and said, can you... Oh, sorry about the guitar. I better do this. How does that look?
Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
A text, will you be the Naked Cowboy? I didn't know who the Naked Cowboy was. Mm, I mean, and do our listeners know? I don't think they do.
Yes, they do.
Oh, of course.
Anyone who's been to New York.
Yeah, okay. I had to Google it, and I then saw a guy in underpants with a guitar and a hat on and a pair of boots, and I went...
To be honest, you look like the Naked Cowboy's uncle.
To be honest, I never thought I'd be texting Glenn Robbins, what's your underpants size?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a tidy
big
whities.
Downstairs, so, yeah.
Would you describe them as tidy whities?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Mm. Can we post something of this on our...
Oh, please. Seriously. I mean, if I got this as an independent email, I would be $5,000 I would be charging for this. $5,000 to say some rich bloke, some really rich bloke, and says, you know, will you do the Naked Cowboy? I'd go $5,000 to $10,000, and I'm giving it to Dave for nothing.
Thank you, Glenn. This is the best 50th birthday.
The boys of football.
We've got the Friday rubbing.
I'm Triple M footy. You're looking through for
pass.
The next.
They walked past and went, g'day, Glenn. I'm going, this doesn't happen every day.
Luke Darcy doesn't know
what's
going on.
What do you mean, g'day, Glenn? What do you mean, g'day, Glenn? What are you saying? I don't do this all the time. Yeah, no worries,
mate. It's a great tribute.
Thank you.
As you said just before you left the studio, hi, Dave. I don't know you that well, so please don't be offended by what
Glenn,
I'm about to do.
I couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Stop that. Before you go to the song, we have one last tribute.
One last really special quick tribute for you.
Firstly, thank you, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
You're a good sport.
I owe you.
Change before we get in the cab.
Yeah. I don't know where to look.
Hi, Dad. Happy birthday.
We hope you have a great day and we both love you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. awesome. It's my kids.
Yeah, and you're at work with a naked cowboy. So they must be very proud.
Oh, well, we can review up next.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is a Friday tradition that our man in production on the Pots and Pans, Matt Dower, co-host of Sizzletown, by the way. They've got a bunch of episodes available right now to download.
A lot of stuff from yesterday's show, which everyone says was the best of the week. So,
well, that was the day I wasn't.
Yeah. So anyway,
all right.
Why don't you have a listen? Okay. Maybe learn something. Here we go. Week in review.
We started the week with Mick locked out of his house.
Massive storms. I can't get into the
house.
So
you don't have a key?
I think it's a fuse. It's like a keypad.
Right.
There's no electrics. The actual manual key is inside the house. No other option than to move out of the house and move into a hotel.
Your mum would have a key.
Oh, well, if she had a key, the whole thing would be over. Thanks, Mum. She can't even put my bins in because you can't.
And our wonderful listeners were quick to kindly offer assistance.
I'll pick you up from the airport. Enough beer for two of us till about 11 o'clock, but we might need a bit more bricklaying after that.
I'll dupe myself.
Mate, I've got a really good man cave. It's a futon there that you can sleep in nice and warm. It has a 101-centimetre TV.
Can Mick leave the toilet door open?
As long as you put the lid down for the missus, it's fine.
Mick, we've got a delicious slow-cooked lamb shake casserole with some creamy mash.
You had me at lamb.
Some nice cosy jammies and a nice warm bed.
Oh, nice cosy jammies. Are you okay with waffle stomping?
Titus O'Reilly joined us to talk sport after an eventful Euros Denmark versus Finland clash.
Christian Eriksen, cardiac arrest in the middle of the game, was clinically dead, I believe.
It was harrowing because while I was watching it, all I could think was, well, I hope he's okay, and I know Mick's got money on this.
And he also weighed in on the current fad of celebrity boxing matches.
We had one of the best pound-for-pound boxer, Floyd Mayweather, beating up an Instagram influencer. And now we see Lamar Odom just gone off a fight with
Aaron Carter. My favourite ever celebrity boxing was when Danny Bonaduce fought Donny Osmond. And Donny Osmond came out with the nickname the Stormin' Mormon.
Ross Noble zoomed in on the eve of the Celebrity Apprentice grand finale, but his main concern was his chosen attire.
I wear black all the time. I just wear black shirt, black trousers.
Yes, you do.
And then when I had to dress up smart, I thought, to mix things up for the big finale, I come in dressed entirely in white. And at the time, I thought, I'm going to look classy. I could not look more like Colonel Sanders.
With Mick finally back in his house Wednesday, his testing week continued.
I was awoken this morning by this text from the government warning. You are in a hot spot, Jade.
I got a text as well this morning saying check the exposure site list.
Yeah, and one of them you sent me to get lunch from.
Yes, the local cafe.
Oh, there's a hot spot down there. We'll go get the talent to pick up the sandwiches.
You've been to three hot spots in the last 2 weeks.
Well, you sent me to Hunky Dory
too. You got
the
fish and chips.
Or as I call it, South Melbourne's wet market.
We covered off all the pressing political matters with Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese, but it seems the main reason for the chat was...
If you get the top job in the Queen's birthday honours list, any room for Mickey?
Oh, mate, I've got to say, given that Peter Credlick got the award...
for doing your job.
You're a chance.
I'm a
next year.
That's all I need.
It's a pity we didn't have knighthood. Sir Mick Molloy has a bit of a ring about
and
it.
And I would arrive on a horse in armour.
Denise Scott revealed details of her worst ever gig.
50 corporate businessmen, ruddy-faced in suits, no laughter. It's been hideous. Yep. Did a little chat at the end saying, you know, anyone else here in their 60s? And this guy looked over and said, oh, Peter, you're in your 60s. And I just said, oh, you're the asshole friend who dobs in his mate.
Yes.
And he said, did you just call me an asshole?
Oh.
I could show you my asshole.
Okay.
If you like. And I said... Oh, no, thanks. I'm having enough trouble looking at your face. I made it up.
Thursday's Gone Wild brought us the story of Dora, the somewhat backed-up kitten from Canada.
Born without an anal opening, recovering from reconstructive surgery this week. What do you do, get a corkscrew out? We're going into surgery. Hey, Dr. Chris, what are we doing today? Boring into the arse of a cat. Give the cat some reading material.
Grant Hackett joined us all week for the Australian swim trials, and we finally got to the bottom of fast and slow pool.
pools?
The temperature of the pool? The depth of the pool. So there used to be shallow ends at some pool, and that creates a lot of friction. The tilt and angle of the blocks, once you're talking hundreds of a second, makes a big, big difference.
I only drink at fast pool bars.
That's smart. I knew you were a bright guy.
Santo Chilaro was keen to know why his chat had to happen over Zoom rather than in the studio.
What has happened this time?
Look, let's just say there's a few hot spots. Exposure sites.
Yeah.
Most places which I have visited.
Hearing the word Mick Malloy and exposure site actually gives me a slightly different picture in my head.
We can't talk about that. It's still before the courts.
Jim Jefferies joined us in the final days of quarantine and revealed details on his secret gig for us.
It's a small venue. It's only a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
It's a proper low-down dirty gig, and I think you're going to be there, and there's people that are going to get to go to Sydney. But beware, you could have another outbreak. Could be stuck there for weeks.
It's worth
Good
it.
Luck, everyone.
I will take that. Punt.
Pub owner Jared Loxton from the Renmark Hotel in SA had this mighty proposal for Mick.
We want to call our sports bar the Mick Malloy Bar.
Oh, what an honour.
I just cracked a stiffy.
1.5 hours from Mildura.
Stripper poles? No, not at this time.
Bistro, we'll do a big burger. The Mick Double Patty Humdinger.
Oh, jeez, that's my pet name in bed.
Let's wrap up yet another week in review with our own dangerous one.
How you doing?
It was all Pfizer. It up ahead of his 50th birthday celebrations this week.
First jab today, so well done, I'm feeling Dange. Really happy about
you
it.
You take a vaccine.
What's that?
People going and get vaccinated take a picture of themselves, which is a good idea because it shows people you should do it. Did you take a vaccine?
I took a photo after I had it just with my card.
I know you took a vaccine when you got your syphilis.
No.
Injection.
That is not spread the rumors. Syphilis, no.
The drive home. This is Malloy.
And it is thanks to Sports Bet with Mates. Bet. Yeah, it's group betting made better. Now, conditions apply, gamble responsibly.
How much fun have we had?
It's been the
How
best.
Much fun have we had?
And it's a team effort. We're all feeling a part of it.
That's why you get involved with horses in the first place, so you can sit around, have a meeting, and name them. It's a chance for friends to get together and share an experience. And this is as good. You know, look, we've shedded a couple of hundred. Thanks a lot, Santo Chilaro, by the way, who's supposed to, he's on the show as our UEFA expert.
Yeah.
He's given us two bum steers. Oh, mate, get on Denmark to beat Finland.
Yeah.
Wow. That old Ericsson goes and carks it.
Yeah, well.
Brains on our parade. And now he goes, we said yesterday, what's the bet? He goes, Austria. To beat the Netherlands. Right. The Netherlands, by the way, you win World Cup.
They're pretty good at the sport.
They're top tier.
That's right.
So, you know, Bugger Legs gets out of bed live to watch the money.
Here we go. We're on
build. Wooshka.
Nothing.
Wooshka. Two zip.
Two zip.
You're an idiot, Santo.
What's the treasurer think of this? Where are we at with the with the balance?
We're down to $197 total. Mm. We started with $600, so I think we need a rein it
in. So you know what we need? Some prudent investment.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I think. We need to gamble responsibly.
Correct.
I had no idea. My mother had joined the Bets With Mate group. All right, well, who's up for a bet? What have we got? You said there's a Celebrity MasterChef next week. Can we bet on that? Yeah. Who's in that?
Well, it doesn't start for a few months, but the contestants have been released, so we can start doing
who's
that.
Who's a hottie favorite?
I'm going to back Dilruk Jaisinghe, the comedian. He's from Sri Lanka. He'll have some delicious local cuisines.
Who else?
Rebecca Gibney. I reckon she would have some style in the kitchen.
I don't think so.
Do you know who I think is in it?
I think she spent so much time on movie sets, right?
And being catered for.
Yeah. She's one of the best actors in the country. She goes from job to job. She's in demand.
Yep.
She's not the type of woman at home flipping through the Stephanie Alexander book going, what will I cook tonight?
Right.
She is on set, on location with someone crew. So let's take her to come last.
Okay. Cool. Who else is in it? Ian Thorpe?
Thorpey,
isn't it?
Thorpey. He would have pounded down a lot of food in his time. That's a pretty big engine to keep moving.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
And
size 17 feet he has.
Oh. You know what that means?
Big feet. Big,
big steaks.
That'd be a big wang. Just doing the numbers.
I was going to say big appetite.
But. Well, can we take a bit in that?
I'm not.
Is that I'm going with size 17.
Righto.
No? All right. Well, what are you've got one.
I've got one. Monkey. My dad sent me a text message at 10:30.
Why is he called Monkey again?
I think because he used to climb trees. Although, no, actually, I've since found out it's because he had huge ears as a kid.
Right. Climb trees, big ears.
That makes more sense.
My uncle told me that.
Uncle Woodheap.
Uncle Woodheap, yeah.
Why is he called Woodheap?
Oh, because he used to always get sent to the Woodegg when he was in trouble.
All right, what do you got?
So Monkey reckons that there is a horse running tomorrow in Ipswich, in brackets Queensland. Thanks,
yep,
Dad.
Got that.
It's named At Wit's End.
As he would have been through most of your adult life.
He's referring to my name,
Whitney,
obviously.
Yeah.
So he said, you should back
it. Thanks for joining the dots on for us, Whitney. I had no idea that's where this was going.
Shut up. All right, so it's race four, number one.
And what's it paying?
All right, so $27 to win or $7.50 to place. Given our current circumstances, I think we should go
let's
in on
go
place.
Let's go the lot for win.
Let's put it in.
Oh, let's
for win.
Come on.
Okay.
No, not the lot. Like, how much money have we got?
We've got 197 to play with.
Oh, we're loaded. Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, last time I placed a bet, we bloody won.
$25 each way. Go.
All right.
There you go.
Solid.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
This is fun.
All right. Keep them coming. See, that's how you do it. You bet with your mates. It's a load of fun. It's a shared experience.
It's called Sports Bet with Mates. It's on the app. It's on the desktop as well. You can find it. Click and away you go. Hey, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Helpline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
That's Malloy for another week. Thank you again for all the love. I was feeling the love today from the show. So
you can feel it today.
Mate, you're on air. What are you eating now?
Oh, I'm having another, what is it, cinnamon pretzel.
Oh, the pretzel, yeah. It was my New York themed party, which is awesome. So thank you.
Well, it's over now. So welcome back to the real world.
No, it continues on the weekend. Oh, I've got a few
what are you doing over the weekend?
Different catch-ups. Oh, I've got some catch-up with some mates tomorrow. And then I'm with some family on Sunday.
That'll be a chore.
No, it'll be fun.
No, it'll
be good.
You've got to do your time, I suppose.
Now that I'm 50, I've got to be presentable and do the right thing.
So now that you're 50, you're dropping the dangerous or not? We've had this discussion. Is it now Dave Williams?
Dave Williams is just a bit bland, isn't it? It's a bit
sure is, but it's kind of apt.
Walked into that one,
Big Dave.
Big Dave. Delicate Dave. Desperate Dave. I don't know. We'll think about it.
Plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend, people.
You bet. Missed any of today's show. Glenn Robbins was awesome. As always, get the podcast. Catch up through
pop some
the
pants on, Glenn.
App. Yeah. Next week on the show, Nerilee Meadows. We've got Kitty Flanagan, Ross Noble, Dave O'Neill, Jim Jeffries, Santo Chilaro, Adam Rosenbachs. That'll be next week's Malloy on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. For Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates, it's group betting made better. And you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.